An excerpt from Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 155. Therefore, we must ask, why did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it which should be publicized. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they are learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. This means that every person from Israel is guaranteed to finally attain all the wonderful attainments with which the Creator contemplated in the thought of creation to delight every created being. And one who has not been rewarded in this life will be granted in the next life, etc., until one is awarded completing his thought which he has planned for him, as it is written in the Zohar. And while one has not attained perfection, the lights that are destined to reach him are considered surrounding lights. This means that they stand ready for him, but are waiting for him to purify his vessels of reception, and then these lights will clothe the able vessels. Hence, even when he does not have the vessels, when he engages in this wisdom, mentioning the names of the lights and the vessels related to his soul, they immediately illuminate upon him to a certain extent. However, they illuminate for him without clothing the interior of his soul for lack of vessels able to receive them. Yet, the illumination one receives time after time during the engagement draws upon him grace from above and imparts him with abundance of sanctity and purity, which bring him much closer to achieving his wholeness. Workshop questions. What do we have to do, especially during the lesson? What do we have to do, especially during the lesson?
I feel
that one of the important things we need to do during the lesson is mostly praying for the friends, mostly to want to draw the reforming light that is in the texts that we read and study, that we try to scrutinize, not for us to know or to be clever, but mostly for the remedy that is in them, that will awaken the love of friends. To make connections. To connect the heart of the friends and their efforts and their attention to the source, to a connection and a lesson for Rav. This is the main concern, and also to integrate in the efforts of the friends who are doing it. When you're focused on the lesson, you should know that somebody must be thinking about you. Yes, and in general, to arrange the approach that I am sitting here not for myself, but rather I'm sitting here in order to complete the friends, complete the 10, in order to support the shared effort that we're building together, in order to truly awaken the upper one so that he will start to work on us and to elevate us. Yes, the request is not to think about ourselves throughout the entire lesson, but to actually listen to the lesson out of the place of connection and to invite the Creator so that the study will be complete, our connection with the purpose of reaching Him. Yes. It's nice. We're starting exactly from the point where we ended last night, and we will ask of the light to bring us closer, to connect us, and to help us be a kli for Him.
Yes.
In the lesson, we need to connect. To connect in order to bring contentment to the Creator. That's our goal. To summarize what the friends said with Rav's words from the Twitter, we have to create a form in us, a system, a model of the ideal upper state, and yearn for it. To want to keep it between us, to turn from we to one. We only have to be, not only have to be connected, but work as one so that even the we disappears, and there is only one that includes everything within it. This form of the will to receive that we build, from I to we to one, this is called an inner prayer, and its realization is already giving contentment to the Creator. In the lesson, we come to scrutinize at how to do it correctly, what is the right attitude, how to turn indeed from I to we to one, and what's important about it is that together with the text, together with Rav, we start to establish it between us, we start to establish it in us. Our upper one, the texts give us a direction, a form, and both what the goal is and also how to reach there. It's all in the lesson. We are in a state where the connection to the upper one, the hub of the upper one, is right here between us. And in our common efforts for connection, we catch this hub, the center of the group. A second question for a workshop. How can a person reach his perfection? Again, a second question for a work for the workshop. How can a person reach his perfection? The first thing that comes up to my mind is that wholeness is only the 10. A person can reach his wholeness by caring always about how does he create greater and greater connection between the different parts, between the friends. By that, he invites the Creator to dwell in this connection. This is how he builds this wholeness. A person, a man, by the very definition of him being Adam, is a result of adhesion, of connection, of being a part of the whole. That's Adam. All the rest is just stages on the way to forming the Adam. We build this Adam between us. It's not any one of us. It's the system that we are a part of. And it is built by us. Well, let's begin with the fact that we need to exert to see the merits of the friends in order to understand precisely where the shattering is so that the light can come and there will be a prayer for the Creator, prayer to the light, that it will come and turn us into whole. Perfection will be built when we will find the right connection between us. A person must reach a state where he feels everyone as yourself. He loves, you love everyone as yourself, and even more. As we say, love your friend as yourself. Yes, and from this attempt to reach love your friend as yourself, the person discovers all of the rejection and hatred, all of the evil, all of the separation. These are truly gifts from above. This is the whole of creation that was created. This is all of the joy. And when one is willing to annul himself and rise above that and turn everything, unite everything into one from the connection in the ten, we will reach perfection. Indeed, out of the recognition of evil, a prayer is born. Out of the attempt, the effort to connect in the group, in each one a prayer is born to the Creator. And specifically, that prayer is what he feels as the most perfect, the most whole. Specifically, with a broken heart, but when he turns to the Creator. Yes, in the same thing, the prayer for the friends is the perfection, the very ability to do this thing. It's clear to all of us what is the true perfection. And I wish that in this lesson we will get there, each one in his own place, with a prayer, with a common deficiency. Yes, if now we won't let up on from this effort, from the prayer for a common deficiency, then we will discover how all the phenomena, even the less pleasant ones that are revealed on a path, as Aran mentioned, it's all connected and included in a perfection, and it only helps us advance more and more, since we have what to work with, what to overcome, what to ask for help for, and indeed build this form that the Upper wants us to reach. A reforming light, that in the end is the force that finishes the work.
Share.